You're listening to The Leonard Lopate Show on AM 820 and 93.9 WNYC.
Have you ever tried to cook an exotic dish like a paella or a mole only to find yourself overwhelmed by the long list of ingredients and the many steps involved? Cooking ethnic dishes can be a challenge, but Lisa Gross has done something to make it a little less daunting. She's the founder and CEO of the League of Kitchens, a program that brings a study abroad approach to cooking classes. But instead of having to go to another country, participants travel to the local kitchens of their instructors, where they learn not just regional recipes, but also about the culture and history of the cuisine. Nawida Sihosain is one of those instructors. She teaches the finer points of Afghan cooking in her Rego Park kitchen, and I'm very pleased that Nawida Sihosain and Lisa Gross have been able to join us today. Hello.
Hi.
Lisa, can people access regional recipes simply by going online?
Well, what I found in my own experience is that so often there are very subtle techniques or differences or ways of handling unfamiliar ingredients that are very difficult if you haven't had a person show you how to do that. So it's one of those things where you can, but to really get to the heart of a cuisine, it's better to learn it from a person.
And was there something in particular that prompted you to think along these lines and to found League of Kitchens?
Yeah, it's very much based on my own experience. My mother is a Korean immigrant. Excuse me. She immigrated to the U.S. in the 1970s. My father is actually American of Hungarian Jewish descent and grew up in New York City. And my Korean grandmother lived with my family when I was growing up and was always cooking all this amazing Korean food. But whenever I would try to help her or show some interest, she'd always say, "Oh, don't worry about cooking. Just go study. Studying's more important." Because for her, you know, she didn't really value her own cooking skills and wanted me to have opportunities she didn't have. But what that means is that later on, when I fell in love with cooking and really wanted to cook Korean food, and she had passed away by that time, you know, I had no one to learn from, because my mother, for the same reason, hadn't learned how to cook from her. So I actually tried to teach myself through the internet, through cookbooks, but nothing really tasted as good as when she made it. And so I had this fantasy, wouldn't it be great to learn from a Korean grandmother who could share her family recipes?
And why is it important to have the classes in the instructors' homes?
Well, first of all, our classes are really small. There are only 5 students. And so there's this immediate intimacy. And when you're in someone's home, there's this immediate sense of cultural immersion.
Nawida, how big is your kitchen? Can you get 5 people in there?
Yeah, my kitchen is not really big, but the New York City always says kitchen is a little small, but I have a living room. My living room is too big for dining table I live in. We are working there. This is much better than my kitchen. We are working there on the big table. All the students.
You mean chopping up vegetables and things?
Yes, we are cooking for vegetable also, and meat menu also, but one day we are making vegetarian, one day we are use the meat.
And how did the two of you wind up connecting? Lisa, how do you find instructors in general?
Well, we do a huge amount of outreach to all different kinds of community organizations and nonprofits and cultural groups and faith communities, any community that an organization that could potentially connect us with potential instructors. And actually, we met Nawida through the IRC, the International Rescue Committee that works with refugees.
How many different types of classes and cuisines are you currently offering?
Right now, we have 6 instructors who are from Lebanon, Bangladesh, Afghanistan, Korea, India, and Greece. And we've actually just hired 2 new instructors from Trinidad and Argentina.
Now, Nawida, Lisa says that her grandmother didn't want to teach her how to cook. I'm assuming you did learn how to cook in your home when you were growing up in Afghanistan.
Yes. And my culture is all the time a lot of, we are a guest in a house, because all the time everybody has a lot of guests. And then I'm like after 13 years, and I'm a little small, I like to start cooking with my mother and grandmother. But after 13 years, I really want to enjoy in the kitchen with my mother, with my grandmother. And all the time, these all cooking, and I have to watching how to cooking, how to doing. And I keep asking. My mom say, "Please, this is not time for you to study for the cooking. And I say, "No, you know, I want to see how to cooking." And I say, because we have a large family and a lot of guests come in, and these are cooking like a different dish. And I learning from my mother-in-law, my mother, all these cookings.
I read that you cooked for 40 people up to 3 times a day.
Yes, yeah. After marriage, I went to Pakistan with my mother-in-law. And my mother-in-law family is too large, like 35 people in the house. And then 2-3 guests also every day come in. Sometimes like 10 guests come in more. And we are cooking for these all people.
That's more than many restaurants.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. But I'm so happy. I'm glad because I learning before. I don't have any problem in the kitchen. And I do as well everything. Everybody happy, even my mother-in-law in the house with guests, everybody.
Is Afghan food very different region to region? Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Kabul, mm-hmm. which is capital of Afghanistan, yes.
And I would assume that you see more different kinds of cuisine there because people from all over the country usually are attracted to the capital.
Yes, in Kabul, this is exactly our food influx from like Iran and Pakistan, India, because we are around this country. But this is in really Afghan people is really want to cook too much different dish. And that's why we are learning in the house to how to cook different cuisine and everything. Now, I have a, like 13 years experience for the cooking. That's why I don't have any problem. And really, I like to cooking for all the people. And I want to know everybody, our culture, how to cook. And this is really, first, I'm sorry, I forgot to say thanks for Lisa to give this opportunity for us. Thank you so much. Lisa do a very nice job for everybody. And we are so happy to find this kind of opportunity for us.
Now, Lisa, do you find that the people who enroll in these workshops are generally experienced cooks?
Well, we actually have a huge range from beginners to professional chefs taking our classes. But I think everyone is really interested in the cultural experience and loves eating and wants to have a really unique culinary experience in New York.
But I'd imagine there is a big difference if somebody is a totally inexperienced cook and then somebody
chef.
Else is a professional chef.
Right. So actually,
and they're in the same class.
Yeah, well, we really design our menus and classes to have something for everyone. There's always a dish that would either be an easy weeknight dish or something that a beginner would feel confident doing, and then there are always more advanced dishes.
Nawida, is cooking Afghan food particularly labor-intensive?
Yes.
Takes a lot of work?
It's but for me, it's easy because I know how to cook. Well, this is very easy for me. But for people to come in new, and this is a little take time to know, but we are like a show everything, like anything. We are even not take it off the skin of the food for like an onion or anything. And everybody see is really easy for these people also because watching everything, anything we are doing, anything, even if we are add little water for anything, we are show for everybody, and everybody really learning for that.
I think also for the home cook, learning from another home cook that's an ordinary person but someone who's really exceptional at what they do is very encouraging and inspiring. And to make an incredible meal in a very typical everyday New York City kitchen is also very inspiring.
Is it difficult to find the right ingredients in New York to get a really authentic taste?
No. Everything you are finding is easy in New York. It's no problem for anyone.
Well, there is an Afghan community in New York City, so I assume there are some shops where you can pretty much find everything that is at least available. Is it being grown here, some of the things, or are we importing them from elsewhere?
Yeah, big place in, for Afghan community and Flushing, but we are not shopping too much from there because two stores for Afghan people there. But we are most shopping from Jackson Heights because the same ingredients we are using, Jackson, an Indian shop store, like a Patil mm-hmm. brother, we are finding everything from there. It's not hard to get these all ingredients.
The same way that we see Vietnamese people buying from Chinese suppliers. Do you ever cook non-Afghan cuisines? Have you tried Italian food? Or?
Yes, I cook Indian food in my house. I try a lot of different
Well, you lived in Pakistan, so.
Yes, I live in Pakistan.
And you lived in Russia for a while. Do you cook blini?
No, blini. No, prashki, I think for Russian say, but I know how to cook because I all the time try different dish from different country because I know my food, how to cook, but I need to learning more dish from different culture.
So you could take one of the classes that Lisa offers from one of the other cultures.
Yes, I went to the Korean class and I went to the Lebanese, and I learning two, three kind of dish from them.
Yeah, part of the training process for all of our instructors is they participate in each other's classes.
Yeah.
So you learn also how to teach from the other classes.
Yes.
My guests are Nawida C. Hossain, who is one of the instructors in the League of Kitchens, and Lisa Gross, who is the founder and CEO of that organization. Would someone with little cooking experience have a hard time in your class?
No, I see, but a lot of, you know, students come in different. Some people come in like a never cook, first time come in, and everybody say, oh, I love it, this class. This is very good for us. You know, we are really want to learning for that class because this is, we are watching, see, this is hands to hands, everybody see how to cook, and really these all student so happy and want to more enjoy another more class for that.
Well, how long are the classes and what's involved? Can you take us through a typical class?
This is because of time.
So maybe I can answer that question.
Yeah, sure.
So we actually have two different kinds of classes. We have a 5.5 hour all-day immersion that covers 5 to 6 dishes.
Wow.
Includes a light lunch and
you
a full dinner.
You could open a restaurant after
that. Yeah, for sure. And everyone goes home with a starter kit of specialty ingredients and spices. And then we have a shorter offering that's 2.5 hours, focuses on 2 to 3 dishes, and that's called our Taste of offering.
I assume that there have been some pretty funny things happening over the time that you've been teaching these classes. Any major disasters?
No. But for us, I make it by myself how much I need for everything. But we are have a menu for a student to all everything for the measure to how much use the oil or everything as a separate measure for the student. But I do in my kitchen by anything I want, I just use it.
Now, we have two of your recipes on our website at WNYC.org. Do you have signature dishes? Are there certain things that you will always teach because they are just so representative of Afghan food?
This is like traditionally we are used all the time, and not all the time in our country. This is like some kind of food like dumplings, which is this is really traditionally food too, like we are using in the wedding or party or something. This is everybody really like for that food, and we are used that one also.
Now, leaving one's country and relatives to move to a new country can be a difficult decision. Why did you decide to do it?
I decided to come United States because I heard about United States. I don't see that, but I heard too this is very good life for, especially for the woman. And my country really hard now. Before is situation different. Now it's really different for women.
Well, first you left and you went to Pakistan.
Yes.
And then you went to Russia?
Yes.
So we are your third stop.
Yes. First, I went because my husband, I married with him. He's from Afghanistan. He's from my country. And then we are moved to Pakistan because my mother-in-law live in Pakistan. After that, but my husband live in Russia. He working in Russia. And he bring me back to Russia. And then in Russia, I have a little hard time in Russia, but I'm not really happy for that. And that's why I moved to United States. I want to become freedom, and I want to work by myself. I want to do everything by myself with my son.
What have been some of the challenges of acclimating to the American culture?
This is really, for me, is good. I love American culture. This is which is very good for me because in my country now, for women, has no time to do anything by herself. But is this, I love New York because you, one woman can do everything by herself. You can take care of your life. You can take care of your kids. I have one son, and I want to do everything for him. And I want to do this work because I never working. Now this is very good, this United States for me, give this time to I'm working, and I know how it's good for the woman to get working and different. Now I come in America, but I working in the hotel, but now I find the legal of kitchen. This is more for me because I see different students. I learning for different culture, and I love to share my experience for all the students from American students.
Now, Lisa, are all of your instructors women?
At the moment, yes. We are open to hiring men, but
Mm-hmm. Are their stories similar to Noita's?
There's actually a huge range of stories amongst our instructors. Greek instructor has been here since the 70s. She's a retired registered nurse. Our Lebanese instructor was a elementary school French teacher in Lebanon. They have a huge range of stories and have been here for varying amounts of time.
And they live all over the city?
Mostly in Queens and a few in Brooklyn.
Noita, a listener wants to know if you have any favorite Afghan restaurants in New York.
In New York, yes. I love the Chopan Kebab in Flushing. This is very good food and, really good, but which is you make it in the house, it's not in the restaurant, but still is you find it little Afghan food in the Chopan Kebab in
Well, we have two recipes on our show page, one for rice pudding, another for eggplant. And I'm assuming somewhere down the line, Lisa, there's going to be a cookbook.
Yes, for sure. Potentially a TV show.
Meanwhile, we thank both of you so much for being on our show.
Yeah.
My guests have been Lisa Gross, who is the founder and CEO of League of Kitchens, a program that brings people into the kitchens of experts in ethnic cuisines, and one of those experts, Noita C. Hossain, who teaches Afghan cooking.
Yes, Afghan. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.